The detention center's version of prisoner interdiction, the field required that the detainee wear magnetic cuffs that not only anchored him in place, but also monitored life signs. Too powerful a field could stop a being's heart or cause irreversible brain damage. As well, and as if the field itself weren't enough, the cuffs could be used as torture devices, capable of unleashing powerful electrical charges. Vader, however, had no need to utilize the cuffs. His dark powers had the captain writhing in pain. "Lord Vader," Tarkin said, "we should at least give him an opportunity to respond." Reluctantly, Vader lowered his hand, and the Korovar's ridged facial features relaxed in cautious relief.
"I'm a merchant, and nothing more," he managed to say. "Torture me as you must, but it won't change the fact that we came to Obroaskai on business."
"The business of conspiracy,"
Vader said.
"The business of sabotage."
The Korovar shook his head weakly.
"The business of buying and selling. That is what we do, and only what we do."
He paused.
"Not all of us were separatists."
Tarkin smiled to himself. It was true. Not all Korovar population centers and worlds had thrown in with Dooku. Nor had all Cymerthians, a pair of which made up the rest of the crew. But why would the captain say that? "Why do you make a point of stating that fact, Captain?" he asked. The Korovar's bleary eyes found him.
"The Empire demands retribution for the war, and so it lumps the innocent with the guilty, and holds all of us responsible."
"Responsible for what, Captain? Do you believe that the Separatists were wrong to secede from the Republic?"
"I move about to keep from having to decide who is right and who is wrong."
"A being without a home world," Tarkin said, "as your species was once without a planet."
"I'm telling you the truth."
"You're lying,"
Vader countered.
"Admit that you swore allegiance to the Separatist Alliance, and that you and your current allies are the ones seeking retribution."
The Korovar squeezed his eyes closed, anticipating pain Vader opted not to deliver. "Tell me about the broker who provides you with leads," Tarkin said.
"Knots. A human who works out of Lentilis. Contact him. He'll verify everything I've been telling you."
"He helped you procure the reticent?"
"He loaned us the credits, yes."
"And you've been in his employ for 3 years?
"Not in his employ. We're freelance. He provides jobs to several crews, and we accept jobs from several brokers."
"How did you originally find your way to a human broker on Lentilis?"
"An advert of some sort. I don't recall precisely."
"This time, he instructed you to travel from Taris to Thustra."
"Yes."
"A rush job," Tarkin surmised.
"The Med Center relies on its Cephi flyers for medical evacuations."
"So, in and out," Tarkin said. "No interaction with anyone other than the provider?"
"No interaction. Exactly as you say."
"And no ship-to-ship interaction?"
"There was no need. The supplies were groundside on Thustra."
Tarkin circled the Korovar. "In your recent travels, have you seen holovids of attacks launched against Imperial facilities?"
"We try to ignore the media."
"Clueless, as well as homeless," Tarkin said. "Is that it?" The captain sneered at him.
"Guilty as charged."
Tarkin traded glances with Vader. "An interesting turn of phrase, Captain," Tarkin said. Vader loosed a sound that approximated a growl.
"We are not in some Coruscant courtroom, Governor. Questions of this sort are useless."
"You'd prefer to break him with pain?"
"If need be. Unless, of course, you object."
Vader's menacing tone rolled off Tarkin.
I suspect that our captain will go insane long before he breaks. But I also agree that we're wasting our time. The longer we spend here, the greater the chance that the carrion spike will elude us entirely. He watched the Corivar peripherally as he said it. Vader looked directly at the captain.
Yes, this one is stronger than he looks. And he is not innocent. I want more time with him. For all we know, the dissidents abandoned your ship at Thustra and transferred to the YT freighter. He may be one of them.
Then someone else must have the carrion spike, as there was no sign of her there. Tarkin glanced at the captain a final time and forced an exhalation. I'll leave you to your work, Lord Vader. The Korovar's anguished screams accompanied him down the long corridor that led to the detention center's turbo lifts. Teller found Honora in the Corvette's darkened cockpit, swiveling absently in one of the chairs, her bare feet crossed atop the instrument console. Salik and the others were resting, as was the carrion spike, a slave to sundry deep space gravities.
"We're almost done," he said, sinking into an adjacent chair.
Her face fell.
"There has to be a more comforting way of saying that."
He frowned at her.
"You're the writer."
"Yes, but you're talking, not writing."
His frown only deepened.
"You know what I mean.
One more jump and on to the serious business." Her eyes searched his face.
"And then?"
All he could do was shrug.
"With luck,
live to fight another day." She closed her eyes and shook her head.
"With luck. There you go again, qualifying every answer."
He didn't know how else to put it, how not to qualify his remarks. In thinking about it, he recalled having made almost the same comment when the reticent had jumped for a Broa Sky. "With any luck, Tarkin and Vader will dismiss the ship's arrival as coincidental, and the crew will simply be questioned and released." But that wasn't what happened. The Imperials had seen through the ruse. The ship had been impounded, and the crew had been arrested. Word was that neither Tarkin nor Vader had been able to glean much information.